one of the few sightings that people have seen in the back of the bukid, the jungle at the end of San Miguel Street near San Gabriel, is the capre. In the back of the bukid, there is a capre. And a capre is a tree god who lives in a big tree and usually sits on top of the tree and just observes around the tree. He's known to be the protector and a friend of nature. And he didn't really mess with people. At least this is the story before the Spaniards arrived during pre-colonial times. He was a good protector, and he's usually depicted as a tall, big man, usually dark-skinned, and he smoked cigars. So some of the things that you would notice if you are in the bukid, you would notice that there is a scent of the cigar, and without seeing him, you would sense that there is a capre. There could possibly be a capre around who's just like watching you. So there is a sense of being watched by the capre when you're in the bukid, and you just get that feeling that maybe there is a capre looking down at me. Pre-colonial times, they didn't really mess with people, or at least that's how I understood it. But when the Spaniards came, and also some stories came about when the Americans came, a very similar way that they appropriated the capre, and they took the creature of capre and used it against the natives. One of the theories that I heard is that because the Spaniards had slaves, the theory was those capres actually escaped slaves that were owned by the Spaniards. And it was also a means to scare the people. There would be a capre, don't escape into the bukid because there's a capre and he's a bad guy and he will take you away and he'll do all these bad things. And it was a way to control the people from escaping or defecting. Another theory from it is that the Americans also had some defectors, and some of the sightings were said to be actually African Americans that had escaped and lived in the jungle. So the capre had evolved into someone that was a protector of nature, and then into someone who is an evil spirit that lives and lingers in the jungle. And he's someone to be feared.